Since the Last Supper, nearly 2,000 years ago, the Holy Catholic Church has professed the true presence of our Lord and Savior in the Eucharist. Sadly, recent surveys have shown that more than 60% of those claiming to be Catholics in the United States do not believe that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. This disbelief ranges from true ignorance to flat-out rejection of the Church's teachings. This means that 2 out of 3 Catholics have lost belief in the most central part of our faith, the source and the summit of the Catholic faith. We learn in today's gospel that Christ isn't satisfied just to send us a symbol or a reminder of himself. The King of the universe literally gives himself to us through Holy Communion. What a gift. Our God loves us so much that he literally gives himself to us at each and every Mass. In today's gospel, Jesus makes clear to us what took place during the Last Supper and at every Mass. The Gospel of John, unlike the other Gospel accounts, does not contain a narrative of the Last Supper. Instead, St. John uses what Bible scholars call the Bread of Life discourse to explain the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist from a different perspective. This point of view allows us to gain a fuller understanding of the Eucharist. For example, today we hear Jesus say, "The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." And during the Last Supper account in Luke's Gospel, Jesus says, "This is my body, which will be given for you." Today, Jesus makes some very bold and provocative statements. Jesus says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." Christ is challenging both the crowd as well as his disciples. He is also challenging us today to make a choice, a decision with eternal consequences. To be Catholic, we must believe in the true presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. There can be no fence sitting on this issue. Jesus is telling us in today's gospel, we must decide whether we believe that in the Eucharist we eat his flesh and drink his blood, and therefore we have the life of God within us, or we don't believe and risk eternal separation from God's grace. The choice is ours and ours alone. If we have doubts, we must pray for the gift of faith to believe. No one else can believe for us, not our parents, not our grandparents, not our husband or wife, not our friends or even our priest. We must take ownership of our own faith. Despite 2,000 years of well-documented Catholic tradition, many in the church today claim that Jesus was speaking only in symbols and metaphors in today's gospel, and that we should not take him literally. This claim is false and not compatible with our Catholic faith. Today's gospel gives us 3 reasons why we should believe in the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. The first reason is plain and simple, because Jesus told us so. We can trust and believe in the very words of Jesus from St. John. "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. The second reason we know Jesus is speaking literally is by the reaction of the crowd. Those who were listening to Jesus knew he was not talking metaphorically or symbolically because they started arguing among each other about what Jesus had said. We read, the Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh?" It would have been horrifying for the Jewish people and the listeners in the first century to hear Jesus instruct them to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Mosaic law forbids Jews from consuming blood because of their belief that life itself was contained in the blood. According to the book of Leviticus, if someone consumes blood, he was to be immediately excommunicated from the Jewish people. The Jews quarreled among themselves because they knew Jesus was telling them literally to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Finally, when we consider the language used by Jesus, a literal interpretation becomes even more obvious. In the first four verses of our gospel passage, Jesus uses the Greek verb phago, which means to eat, like you and I would sit down for a meal. However, after the Jews began to express shock at the idea of eating Christ's flesh, Jesus does not apologize for offending them or explain that he is just speaking symbolically or metaphorically. No, instead, he changes the Greek verb. He uses this to make it clear to the crowd that he is speaking literally. He begins to use the Greek word trago instead of phago. Trago is a decidedly more graphic term, meaning to gnaw or chew or crunch on, as when an animal is ripping apart its prey. Jesus is essentially doubling down on his initial command that we must literally eat his flesh and drink his blood to have eternal life. We all want to spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. We must desire to have a closer friendship with him here on earth. As disciples of Christ, our relationship with Jesus is the most important thing in our lives. If we truly desire this personal, intimate relationship with Christ, there is no better way to experience him than in the reception of the Eucharist. It is in this reception that we are able to strengthen our relationship through the grace that we receive in Holy Communion. Our most intimate times with Jesus in this life will come in the reception of the Eucharist. Jesus assures us we are made one with him in the reception of the Eucharist in today's gospel. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. In conclusion, let us pray that through the grace we receive from the worthy reception of the Eucharist, today and always, we might all become more fully aware of the true presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in our own lives and in the lives of those around us. Let us also pray for those who struggle with this belief in the true presence, that God may transform their hearts and their minds in accord with Jesus' words in today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.